If you ask me, nothing stinks more than when your husband Dutch ovens you with a big, ripe, juicy one and then holds your head down under the covers. Except maybe body odor. That's why I'm excited to tell you about Lumi Whole Body Deodorant. Lumi delivers outrageous 72-hour odor control everywhere, from your pits to your feet, and yes, even those private parts. As a special offer, new customers get 15% off all Lumi products with our exclusive code and link. Use code BUNNY, B-U-N-N-I-E, at LumiDeodorant.com. That's LumiDeodorant.com. You guys know I absolutely love Lumi. I rock it everywhere I go. I work long hours, so if I'm doing like a podcast run or if I'm out at one of my husband's shows or just overall anxiety ridden and I'm sweating, Lumi has saved me so many times, especially a toasted coconut. I feel like it masks my odor a little bit more, and especially that right armpit that always smells like beef stroganoff. If you know, you know. Once again, as a special offer for listeners, new customers get 15% off all Lumi products with our exclusive code. And if you combine the 15% off with the already discounted starter pack, that equals over 40% off their starter pack. Use code BUNNY, B-U-N-N-I-E, for 15% off your first purchase at LumiDeodorant.com. That's code BUNNY, B-U-N-N-I-E, at LumiDeodorant.com.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Is this thing on?
Nowadays, nothing really is ice. Only one of me and nobody's like me. Phone ringing and I tell him it's ice. I got wifey on, blinking, she ice. Freeze. Photo. Please. No photos. No. Jeez. No. Please.
What's up, you sexy motherfuckers? Welcome to the new Dumb Blonde Unrated. Well, enough about the album. Some people have some questions for us and they want us to answer some personal shit. Are you ready?
Personal.
Everybody always loves to ask us personal shit.
I like personal.
That's why I do it every Sunday, though. I just fucking answer everybody's questions.
I've been trying to do it every Wednesday. So you got Sundays, I got Wednesdays.
Yeah, I love it.
What's the wildest thing we've ever seen?
Ever seen on tour? Together or separately? Because he has some pretty crazy stories where I wasn't around, too.
Yeah.
Like the one with Casey and cops and fucking.
Oh, yeah. We've had a lot of drug induced stories. Yeah, that was wild. That was a really wild one.
While we were on tour together, I feel like tour is just one big blur. Like, it's literally just like you take it every day as it comes. And
it's so hard right now because the first stories I think of, I can't tell.
Or what?
I just can't tell. We'll talk about it.
Oh, fuck.
We've seen something wild on tour together.
Oh, fuck. I forgot. You know, can I have a hint?
No, we'll talk about it. Because you might actually say something to tip it off. But I mean, I can't help it. If you're wondering why I sit there going, if you're talking, I was just reliving it in my head. Like, that's fucking crazy.
We had a foursome.
Yeah, that tour. Was awesome.
We've had many foursomes. Like, we had a foursome and then like a couple threesomes, I believe.
No, we've had a lot of threesomes and a couple of foursomes.
Oh, have we? See, I'm...
Bunny finds women. That's the thing is that it's not even like a... Women attract to Bunny.
Yeah.
Right?
So it's I love like, all the hoes.
Bunny has a Rolodex now when we go to cities.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? She don't even keep up with it no more. She's like, they'll just hit me up when they see we're here.
Yeah, no,
she
I love
She used
her.
To actually have a Rolodex. They was like, oh, man, I know these girls here. And, oh, check this out. I got this set up here. It was like a game for her. And she would just see how many she could corral. And in cities she didn't have nobody, she would, you know.
Just put out the APB.
Yeah, she just fucking.
Put it on
social
media.
We set up a Tinder account one time together. I mean, we've really went for it. Like, we're that couple in
real
life.
We're weirdos.
Yeah. It has happened. It was me and her on the Tinder together, like, hey.
Yeah. And but the thing was we were on the Tinder. Nobody believed it was us. They're like, this isn't really you guys. And I'm like, no, it's you're really talking to me, bitch. Yeah, like, it's us, really us, you know.
Trying to come suck some dick or no? Because
if not, I got to keep swiping, bitch. Yeah. Let's go. No, I don't know. We're just like, and that's one of the biggest questions I get asked all the time is girls are always like, you know, how do you not get jealous when Jelly's with other people? Or how do you guys bring home girls? And I feel like the first thing is one, if you over talk about it, it makes it not fun. So if you're just sitting there talking to your dude about it and like, oh yeah, we're going to have a threesome. How are we going to do it? Who are we going to pick? That is not fun. Just fucking fly by the seat of your pants. Go out.
We've pulled some strange women out of bars.
Yeah.
Like complete, didn't know Bunny, didn't know Jelly, yeah. just had a bar drunk, and the drunker we got, we're like, yeah, fuck it, let's just start shooting.
Yeah. No, and I mean, you can usually feel the vibe. And like, yeah. I think women are attracted to couples who they can feel there's no tension. Yeah. So if you're there with your dude and you're like, chicken hawking everything he's doing, the bitches are not going to want to come home with you. They're going to be like, oh, this is a little sketchy, you know. But yeah. If you're just cool and just like, yeah, bitch, suck his dick right here at the bar, fucking yeah. I usually make you kiss the girls yeah. in front of me, and they're always like, are you sure? And I'm like, yeah, I fucking suck his face, bitch. You know, and I think the more comfortable you make the other girls feel, they're fine with it. As far as jealousy goes, I don't know, I just don't get jealous of you with other girls. It does not bother me.
Well, you're in control.
Yeah, that's right. I'm like a fairy. I'm like a fuck fairy. Yeah. I'm excited. I just fucking. And what I think what's cool too is Jay's not a creep about it. You know, if your dude's like a weirdo creep about it, then that makes it not fun either. You know, right. Like Jay is like, I don't care. He's just like, if I get my dick sucked, cool. If not, don't care. And the thing is he doesn't want to fuck them all. You know, like we might, you know, engage in some sexual activity like that. But the majority of the time it's just me and the girls and then, you know, Jay fucking coming in their mouth.
Yeah.
And it just makes it like really easy.
Case by case basis.
Yeah. It just depends on who it is. So, yeah, he doesn't make it creepy. And I think that's a huge thing, too.
That's a big part of. Yeah. It's just not creepy. It's not. It's comfortable.
Yeah. And I feel like after we have threesomes, we're always like closer.
Yeah. It's always cooler.
Yeah.
Great.
Jay, I remember whenever we used to first do it, Jay would ask me in the morning, like, are you okay? And I'm like, yeah, I'm fucking, what are you, don't be, I think I had to tell him finally, like, don't be a fucking weirdo. Like, yeah. Just let's go. So let's keep it moving.
Sure, this isn't fucking weird.
Yeah.
This is happening a lot. It's totally cool with it.
Now that Monica lives at the house too, like, we do it to film, we film content too. And it's just like so normal. He literally has like two wives. We're about to start an OnlyFans page that's called Sister Wives. And literally it's going to be dedicated to me and Monica and other girls that we bring in sucking Jay off. He just found out about it right now.
Yay.
All right. The podcast.
Be another big day. Be on OnlyFans. All right, here I am swinging this little thing.
What's up, guys? Just wanted to take a moment to tell you guys that this podcast is sponsored by AdamandEve.com. It's starting to get a little chilly outside, so why not stumble up to your favorite dildos that you can go and get for 50% off at AdamandEve.com. All you gotta do is use code BUNNY, B-U-N-N-I-E, and click the checkout button. And don't forget that it's also free shipping. And voila, your packages are delivered discreetly straight to your door. What are you waiting for? It's time to buzz the bean. And by the way, I don't have any fucking pants on.
So speaking of OnlyFans, how do you feel about it?
I'm fucking with it. You know what I'm saying? I don't have no problem with it, man.
I ain't got a problem with it.
Nope.
I ain't got a problem with it. Nope.
Yeah, no, it's like, to me, it's like, I've always been like, you know, it goes back to like the ownership thing you and I talk about all the time, mm-hmm. like not being wardens and feeling possessive of each other, mm-hmm. which I think is like a weird thing in itself.
Mm-hmm.
Having that same mindset, I equally have it about sex in general,
mm-hmm.
right? Like sexuality is like just...
freedom.
Yeah, dude, I'm in the rock and roll business, man. It's like... sex is a very normal thing. It's like, mm-hmm. I'm not the dude who gets weirded out at the party when somebody breaks out cocaine, even if I don't want to partake.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm also not the dude who gets weirded out at the party if
people somebody's fucking showing their butthole.
Yeah, it's like, it's just kind of like, you know, whatever. So it's like, also, brief Jelly Roll history. I don't know how much we've talked about this on the podcast, but in my younger years, I sold cocaine at strip clubs.
Yep.
It was like my hustle. I mm-hmm. found out real fast that cocaine and strip clubs went hand in hand.
And you used to date a lot of strippers.
I used to date a lot of strippers.
Yeah, I don't think people know that about you, because when I first came into the picture, they were like, oh my God, this is not even his type. And it's like, no, it is.
Yeah,
like,
for years, it was definitely a lot of strippers. And, you know, women that were in that kind of world. So it's like, it just never was a, even to this day, one of the only times you'll really see me do cocaine, as much as I joke about it, is at strip clubs.
Yeah.
Because it's like I immediately
you feel at home.
Like, oh, this is my spot. This is where I do blow at.
I think last time we were at a strip club, you were like, I think I'm going to do blow. I was like, I think not.
Yeah,
I don't tell my husband what to do at all. Like, if he wants to do something, he's
She was talking about her. I did blow.
Yeah, night. No, I was, I don't.
I do blow. And she was like, I think I'm not.
Yeah, no, I can't. Right. No, not the way this ticker's set up.
But it's like, so for me, it was just, you know, it's just.
Freedom.
I'm open about, it's freedom, man. Mm-hmm. It's like, I was talking to somebody about this. I keep talking about politics, and I fucking hate politics.
Oh, God.
I can sum up my entire political view like this. I am socially liberal, fiscally conservative.
Yeah.
Right? So it's like, man, dude, I think it's awesome. You're a beautiful woman. You know, you took incredible care of yourself. You taught me about self-care. I think you're fucking gorgeous. Oh, I know that you're fucking not doing this to, like, I know you're not feeding your own ego with this.
No.
I know that it's not a, it's like knowing intentions, like with threesomes, right?
You know, it's
like, I know your intentions and your spirit of doing it.
Absolutely.
It's freedom of expression. It's not feeding the ego. You're not doing it to fish for a dude.
No.
You're not doing it, but you're not doing it for any other reason, but the reason you're doing it. You know what I mean? So it's like,
I'm just huge. I'm huge on having my own thing.
Yeah.
Like, and I love my husband. My husband, if I didn't ever want to work, I wouldn't have to.
Truth.
My husband is like, bitch, I got you. You don't do whatever, do this podcast until you're fucking blue in the face. I'm just not the type of girl who can do that. And if I see an opportunity, put me in, coach. Don't I always say that to you?
For sure.
If I see an opportunity to get money where I don't have to go back to my old lifestyle, I'll do it. And OnlyFans, whenever quarantine started, I sat down with my husband and I was like, hey, you know, this is what it is. You know, we didn't know it was going to get to the extent that it is, but we've evolved as a family together with it. And literally it just, we talked about it and daddy was like, go baby, go. And
yeah. I mean, it's just, I mean, you know, financially it helped our household in the time we needed it the most.
Yeah.
Knowing that we wasn't going to be able to tour this year.
Yeah.
Being the main income of an artist's income.
Yeah.
You know,
we were scared too.
It definitely took a lot of pressure off of me, you know, which has been awesome. So, I mean, I am a rave reviews for OnlyFans. I don't know if they have a Yelp or not, but you know,
OnlyFans Yelp. No, I love that. And I think that is what the one thing that makes me like the happiest about it is, like, I can just be like, here, daddy, it's whatever, whatever
it's
we
like,
need.
In my world, it's like, I am so grateful for it that I participate, even not being comfortable participating.
I know. It took him a while, but we got daddy's. Daddy is a cock star now.
Yeah, yeah. I thought
in case you guys
around.
Didn't know, he's an artist second, and he's a cock star first.
Anything, y'all. I'm a professional porn star.
We did a porn the other day, and I made him come in and say, I want my dick sucked right now.
She started that, though, because I got drunk one night and got out of the shower, and this wasn't on OnlyFans.
This was like a real fucking
husband-wife moment.
Yeah, I'm laying in bed, tired, had a long-ass fucking day. Fucking, he comes home shit-faced drunk, and he looks at me from the fucking bathroom. He's like, I showered. We're fucking.
Yeah,
I was like,
I've showered. I'm naked. We're fucking.
Yeah, I've showered. I'm naked. We're fucking.
Married. She said, no, we're not. You're taking your drunk ass to sleep.
I was like, get your ass in bed, dude. You're fucking not. No, it's not happening.
Chachi has made an appearance.
Chino, he loves the microphone. He knows where it is.
It's a thing
too. You're a little.
Chachi, talk to the people.
You're a podcaster, Chach.
What do you think, Chach?
Where's mama? Where's mama? He's like, yes, bitch. So, yeah, to answer all you guys' questions, daddy is down with the clown.
I do. I'm totally in. I actually appreciate you doing it.
I love you. Daddy does not mind OnlyFans. He partakes in it. So if you guys have any more questions about that, don't ask, because we have answered it a million times. Just swipe up on my next story and look for yourself. Daddy, I love you so much.
How much?
I'm so happy that, you know what I was thinking today, because you've been a podcast whore, and I'm proud of you, because I love all the people's podcasts you've been on, but your first podcast was mine, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I love that. Yes. So
now I'm becoming a podcast guest.
No, you're a podcast whore.
I am. I'm running around. I'm swinging it.
It's okay. You're allowed to do it.
No, I'm loving it too, though. I got a big one this Friday I'm excited about.
You want to talk about it?
Yeah. I mean, assuming it goes through. I don't like talking about stuff because it might not go through.
We can always cut it out.
They got a hit from Nick Davis, who produces the King and the Sting podcast for Brendan Schaub and Theo Von.
Yeah.
So I think I'm going to be on there Friday. I think I'm going to be in the culture corner.
Yeah.
So I think they're trying to get me and Hannah Baron. I didn't know who she was, but I looked her up. You know who Hannah Baron is? Y'all know who Hannah Baron is? Mm-mm. She is like this young girl who got famous on the internet for catfishing.
Does she do the noodling?
That's her.
Okay, on TikTok.
Yeah, she's famous. Okay. She's famous everywhere. She's just huge famous.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I actually follow her on TikTok. Mimi, we've seen her before. She's she's like a cute little skinny girl, fucking gets in there and noodles the fucking big ass catfishes.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
Her thing. Yeah, for sure. She's like from like butt fuck Alabama.
Yeah,
or
yeah, yeah. We wanted to get her on the
podcast. I
didn't
know, but they were excited. They were like, yo, yeah, I think, we're not sure yet, but we think Hannah Baron's going to be your, because they have two people on the culture court.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, cool. And I didn't want to say I didn't know who she was. I was like, fucking dope. So I looked up Hannah Baron. I was like, oh, well, this is going to be funny.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like,
no, she's great.
Mix and match of what y'all were trying to do. So they're trying to see if they can pull it off. But I mean, I think my invite is not contingent on hers. So
right.
There no matter what.
Awesome. I'm fucking proud of you, baby. Mm-hmm. Next is Joe Rogan.
That's the goal, baby.
Yeah.
Joe, man.
Let's get fucking Joe on. Let's get Joe on the show.
Well, getting on podcasts is special to me because I don't listen to music.
Right. Oh, we know.
Listen to podcasts.
Literally, so we will be on tour and we will be traveling for 13 hours to another state, and my husband will not turn the radio on. Everybody has to have their headphones in if they want to listen to music. He listens to nothing but podcasts and fucking, what's the boxing guy's name? Eddie Hearn.
Oh, yeah.
All day long.
Eddie Hearn. I love listening to
I miss his voice, you know.
Yeah.
Where's
Hearn,
he been?
Right? He's finally back. I love Eddie Hearn. I love listening to Dana White. I love fight promoters, the good ones.
Yeah.
Bob Arum's old ass, man.
Yeah.
He's a legendary boxing promoter.
Dude, speaking of fighters.
Leonard Ellerbe.
Speaking of fighters, you just had a phone call the other day.
I talked to Tyson Fury. Yeah, and I literally, George Lockhart, our nutritionist.
We love George.
Get my weight together. Is working with the heavyweight champ right now.
Mm-hmm.
And he hit me and said, he's a fucking Android guy. And he said, yo, I want to FaceTime you right quick. I said, you don't have a fucking iPhone. He was like, I'll never be an iPhone snob. I need you to download WhatsApp. I was like, okay, I download WhatsApp. And right then, ding, ding, and it's George listening to Save Me.
Aww.
And he goes, somebody save me. And then he pans the camera over and Tyson Fury goes, me from myself. I'm like, it's the fucking heavyweight champ of the fucking world.
Aww.
Blew my mind, dude. I'm such a big boxer. In fact, I'm a big Tyson Fury fan just because, you know, Tyson Fury used to be 400 pounds.
Yeah.
You know, he struggled with weight, gaining it, losing it, gaining it, losing it, just like me with his depression.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like just been really cool to see him on the uphill right now. And it was just cool, man.
Yeah.
And he was a good dude, man. We was on there just cutting. We were talking to each other like we knew each other.
No, it was really cool to see. Yeah. You were like a fucking kid on Christmas.
Yeah, dude. I was fired up, dog. And, you know, he's fun, man. It's just good, man.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, it's my thing.
So. Speaking of depression really quick, I want to touch base on that. You have had a lot of time to yourself during this quarantine.
Oh, it's been rough.
And, you know, you battle with depression severely, but you have picked up a new hobby that brings you joy.
I'm golfing. I'm a golfer.
Old Tiger roll
Old
over
Tiger
here.
I called myself Whiter Woods.
Yeah.
It sounded racist, so I stopped. Oh. But, thought it was a good play on Tiger.
Like,
Whiter.
I don't think
it was clever. But.
When I say he's golfing, I don't think you guys realize the extent. He is literally taking lessons,
yes,
and then goes daily from like 1 until 10 o'clock at night and fucking golfs and hangs out with the boys at the clubhouse.
It's awesome, dude. You can't even see what we do.
Yeah.
We just sit there and argue about putts.
Yeah.
And fucking owing each other $2 a hole. But dude, it's like, one, I think it's important for people to learn new stuff.
Yeah.
Right. I think that like human nature, no matter how old you are, it's so important. But what are you looking at, buddy? You protecting us? It's y'all, Mark can't see it. But Josh is over here. Guard.
No, no, they see him. He's in the view.
It's like learning new things is so important.
Mm-hmm.
And I love golf because it's so concentration based. It takes my mind off everything.
Yep.
You really have no room to think about. It's one of the few things you can do where, you know, I don't touch my phone much.
Yeah.
You know
no, I love that.
Like,
yeah.
I just, you're always thinking about the next shot. You're always heading to the next shot. You're always focusing on the next shot. You're always thinking about what you could have done better on the last shot. Mm. And then you go back to what they call the 19th hole, which is the bar. And all the boys settle up their $2 bets on who hit the longest putt or the closest to the pin on this hole. And they argue about it like it's fucking $1,000. And it's fun, man. And it's a game where nobody judges you if you start drinking at 10 a.m.
Yeah. It's like right up your alley.
Nobody cares. Like, you're on the golf course, and you'd be like, yeah, I'll take a vodka soda at fucking 9:30 in the morning. And the other guys golfing with you aren't like, it's fucking weird. They're like, yeah, we'll take one too. You know, some guy's getting a Bud Light and hadn't ate breakfast yet.
Yeah.
So that's cool.
No, I love that. And I, since you've been playing, you've been so much happier.
Yeah, it's a gentleman's game too. That's what I like about it the most.
I love it.
Yeah.
I'm about to start playing tennis, bitches.
Yeah.
I've always had this lifelong fantasy of being a housewife that plays tennis. Yeah. I don't know why.
You're housewife and playing tennis.
It's crazy. So I'm really excited to do that because that's like me fulfilling one of my childhood dreams. I was always meant to be a housewife. I always wanted to be a housewife. I just bucked it my entire life. Yeah.
Well, I have to bring that out of you.
I know. I'm like, bring a lot out of me. Good stuff.
You bring stuff out of me too.
I love you
much.
I love you so much. Thank you for coming on my podcast for the 546th time.
I'll be here the 547th time. I'm ready and excited.
I love you.
I love you, baby.
Everybody, you know where to find Jelly at.
Yes.
Do you want to shout out where they can find you in case they don't?
Yeah, just look me up.
Well, don't look him up on OnlyFans though. he does sing and rap and does a whole bunch of other shit too. Thank you guys for tuning in to the new Dumb Blonde Unrated. I can't wait to get wild and crazy with you guys the more we're on here. And I will see you guys soon. Bye.
Ice freeze. Freeze. Photo. Please. Please. No photos. No. Jeez.